So this perek, this seventh perek, has all the dinim of birchas hamazon, and it has also the dinim of benchei mezumen. Birchas hamazon is certainly deraisa. Just the question, is it deraisa only if you have kedei sviya, or is it even deraisa if you just have a kazayis? So on the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rabbi Natam, who says, based on the Gemara Bayanai Malko or Malkasa, that the Gemara says, Shimim, and Shetach Da'ovad Legarmehu Di'ovad. That's on the bottom of Mem Chesam et al. He drank a cup of wine, and he benched on behalf of the whole group, of the whole cabinet of Yanai HaMelech. So that was his opinion. We don't paskel like him. That's Legarmehu Di'ovad. He followed his own Shita. We said she'ochel kazayis dogan. If he eats a kazayis of bread, then he can bench mezumen for the others. So the Rishonim all ask a kasha, but if he eats kazayis, it's only with the Rabbanon, as it says on Daf Chof and the base, the Malachim asked the Rabbanon Shalom. So the Rabbi Natam says, no, this Gemara contradicts the Gemara Daf Chof, and we should pass him like this Gemara. The Gemara said, this is the din, the story about the angel that's on Agarta. And this Gemara is telling you what the din is. So Rabbi Natam holds that we paskin that it's a real din deraisa. If you eat a kazayis, machlekes amer abuda. And the Gemara says that bikroi pligi. So machlekes how to read the psukim. Machlekes how to read the psukim. Where was that? That the machlekes how to read the psukim. Already forgot. The echalta b'savata here. That's a mem tesam base. And the second wide line, Hocha Bikroit Ligi, the Machleg Zamer Adir, how do you read the Psukim? The Rabbi Natam holds that it's a real din derais. The Ria Zokin Bala Taisus, the Rabbi Natam's nephew, disagrees. The Taisus there says, I'm a Hari, Anikoy Asmachta Bialma, because the Gemara and Dafchof, the Gemara said, Beferish, that if you don't eat Kedei Sviya, it's only the Rabbanan. That's how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, they don't quote this Rabbi Natam. Just the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Aloche quotes it, and he says, we don't paskan like it. So that's it. Birchas HaMazon is deraisa. We have to discuss how much of Birchas HaMazon is deraisa. What's the story with HaTov HaMeitiv? But Birchas HaMazon is deraisa. And then Zimun, when you bench Mezumen, that's the question whether this new halacha that we came up with over here, that the whole Chabura offers one Birchas HaMazon, that it's not based on Shemei Kaina, that's a question whether Zimun is deraisa or derabban. So true, the Gemara has a comment. Here the Tosis Memvav Amar Aleph, Ibn Maskal Adhechem Birchas HaZimun, quotes a Gemara from Mem Chesam Beis, about 13 lines into the Tosis. They quote, Benetanya Lekhamon with Pirkan Mem Chesam Beis, Virachta Zabirchas HaZimun, Esasham Alkech Zabirchas HaZan. Birchas HaZimun is saying, Baruch Shachan Mishlov Tivu Chayinu. Then Azan is HaKol, till the end of the first bracha. So the Gemara sounds like they're learning it out from a pasuk, that it's a real din deraisa. That's the Shaila. That's the Shaila. Everything is an Asmachta, all the psukim that they quoted about Zimun. Everything is an Asmachta. We should perhaps say no, that the Birchas HaZimun is deraisa. So yesterday we started the discussion on Memheim and Aleph, going over to Memheim and Beis, and I said there was a Machlokes, Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan had read the Mishnah. Shlosh shlocho ka'achas, chayovim lezamin. If they ate together, they're obligated to bench mezumen together. That the first Tosfos quotes the Rishalmi discusses the details. One is called achlu ka'achas. If three people happen to buy sandwiches in the cafeteria, and the mikra, they all sit down at the same table, all have to eat together, that's not the ochlu kachas. When is it considered ochlu kachas? So that's what Tosfos quotes from the Gemara. You have to say, Nezel menechel beduch teplad. If the three boys made up in advance, we're all going to eat together, and chazer the shira over lunch, or we're going to chazer the Gemara over lunch, that's called Nezel menechel beduch teplad. That was the Gemara says, Nezel menechel beduch teplad, is relevant both to be moitzi, someone for hamoitzi, and relevant to be moitzi to bench mezumen. That was the Gemara on Mem Beis on the base. That was a Mem Beis on the base. That was the Tosfos on Mem Beis on the Aleph, commenting on the Mishnah. The bottom Tosfos says Sebu Echem Bevarchel Kulam, and they had the Gemara Mem Beis on the base, going over to Mem Gimel on the Aleph. If you say Nezem Anecha B'duch the plan, that's called Shlosh Shachol Kachas. That's relevant for one saying Hamoitzi for the whole group, and that's relevant for Shlosh Shachol Kachas Chayov M'Lazam. So that's the issue that Taisa talks about in the first Taisa. When do you say Chayov M'Lazam? We usually assume that it's a Rishus to bench Mezumah. If you have three people, Bimikre, they happen to eat together, let's say three people eating at three different tables in the cafeteria, and the whole cafeteria is empty. So they finished eating. So one says, let's all bench Mezumin. Each one was reading his own newspaper. Each one was reading his own sefer in the middle of lunch. So we assume usually that that's a reshus lezamin. If you happen to have 10 people eating on 10 different tables and happen to finish simultaneously, then we assume you can't bench Elokeinu. To bench Elokeinu is only if there's a chiyuv. You don't have a reshus. Like by women, if you have three women, so the Rashi and Tosfos and many Rishonim understand that the notion Mizamnas Latzman is a Rishus. Other Rishonim disagree with Rashi and Tosfos. They hold the Rosh and Rabbi Yonah, they hold that it's a Chiyuv. But Rashi and Tosfos read the Gemara that it's a Rishus. Why did they read that it's a Rishus? Because the Gemara had the Machlokes Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan where the Shnaim Shachlu Kachalas is a Rishus. So the Gemara quoted from the fact that three women can bench mezuman is a raya that there's a rishus that two people who have bread can bench mezuman. What's the raya here? Three women ate together the mechit to bench mezuman, and two people for sure they're not mechit. It's only rishus. That's what led Rashi and Tosfos to understand that the women bench mezuman is a rishus. And the Gemara just proving that such a thing is a rishus. So the Gemara says that if you have two men, even though there's no chiyuv is only if you have shlosh shachol kachas. But it should be a rishus, just like by three women. The Gemara says, no, it's still not the same. Three women is a deus, shiny hasim dika deus, the three people. Moshe Ken, if you have two, maybe it's not even a rishus, maybe it's less. But that's how Rashi and Tosi read the simple reading in the Gemara, that women are not considered a chabura, women are not considered a rishus harabim, it's not mitzurv to be considered a tzibur. Whenever you have a dovish of ikdusha, the women are not mitzurv yachan, that we want the women to lead. Everyone has to lead a life of tznius, of bitzina, but the women we expect even more tznius than the men, so the women joining together is never considered a chabura. So again, so the Gemara have this machlekes where the two men is a rishu. So one of the rais the Gemara brings on Amud Aleph is the Gemara started off by saying some machlekes of Rabbi Rabbi Yechon, chadoma. One says yes, one says no. They didn't spell out who says yes and who says no. So on the base, the Gemara is trying to figure it out. So the Gemara says, at this time, the Rabbi Yechon and the Omar. This time, let's try to prove that Rabbi Yechon is the one that says, Imrotza the Zaman, Eim Zamnim. How do you know? The Omer Rabba Bachano Ab Rabbi Yechanan. Rabba Bachano came from Eretz Yisrael. He says over the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Shnaim Shachlu Ka'achas Echad Mehem Yoitze Bebirchas Chaveiro. What does that mean? One can bench and the other one will say Amen and he'll be Yoitze Be'Havinam. But we ask the Kasha, Maiko Mashmalon, what's the Chiddush? Of course he says Shemea Koina. Now we know you don't say Shemea Koina in Birchas Hamazon unless it's for a boor. Then the Vilna Gaon explained, you revert back to the din deraisa. Okay. So the Gemara considers that such a milsa de pshita. We know all the dinim already. How do we know it from the Mishnah Mem Gimel? We know it from the Mishnah, where was it? Mishnah Mem Beis. That Yoshvu Kalechem Avarach Liatzma, Hesebe Echem Avarach Lukulm. So you see that you need Hesebu. So you see that you don't allow Shemei Koina. If they say bo, then the whole chabura offers one hamoitzi. The whole chabura offers one birchas hamazon. So that we know. And the Gemara somehow thinks that this is also psat of a poshet, that if it's a big shasat chak, if you have one as a sofer, one as a boor, that you revert back to the din deraisa. The Gemara assumes that it's also milsa de pshita. The Gemara asks pshita, my kamash malon. What do you need Rabbi Yechanan to tell you this din? Echad yoitzi bebirchas chaveiroi. So must be he's telling me that even if he didn't say Amen, you're Yotze Kiddush on Abdullah, if you listen to someone else, you pay attention, even if you didn't say Amen. Gemara says, that's also, we know that. Ma'akamash Malan Tanino. We know Shemea Koina. We know Shemea Koina Shama V'loi Ona Amen Yosa. Also Yotze. On the level of Deraisa, we do allow Shemei HaKoinet by benching. Midirabbanan, we don't allow it unless you have a mizuman. Yeah, but if you have Shnaim She'achlu, Echad Yaitse V'Grichas Chaveiro, you revert back to the Din Deraisa. What's the chiddush over here? So he says, Amar Rab Zeira, the vort is Laimar, Shein Bichas Haziman Beinehim. So Gemara says, you're right this time, that's a good proof. The fact that Rabbi Yechanan says, Echem Mehem Yoitze B'Birchas Chaveiro, is a raya that there isn't even a Rishus of Zimun. How do you see there's no Rishus of Zimun? So Rashi explains, where is the Rashi? The Yomer Abzeira, Lo Mashem, Ein Birchas Hazim Benem, Lo Bola Lamdeno Elo Shein Tzrichim Zimun, Nikima De Echad Yotze Bibichas Chaver Hashmeinon, De Ein Zimun, De I Yesh Zimun, then it's not Yotze Bibichas Chaver, then it's Birchas Shneim Hi. Sharei Oime Nevorech, Vuhu Oime Baruch Hu. What did he say? So I think Rashi is saying what the Birchas Avram said, what the Mishnah Berurah quoted from the Birchas Avram. Echad Yotze B'Birchas Chaver means that you can rely on Shemei HaKa'ina. But if Rabbi Yechanan would be the one who holds that Shnaim She'ochlu Ka'achas is a Rishus L'Zamein, then you're not Yotze based on Shemei HaKa'ina. It's not Echad Yotze B'Birchas Chaveiro. It's Birchas Shneim. Then it's the Chabur is offering one Birchas Hamozen. So from the fact that Rabbi Barbachana quotes in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, we apply Shemei HaKa'ina, we revert back to the Din Deraisa, we, on the level of Deraisa, you do allow Shemei HaKa'ina, we revert back to the Din Deraisa, because one is a Seif and one is a Boor, so you see that he holds, Ein Zimun Benein. The Yesh Zimun, then it wouldn't be Birchas Chaver, it would be Birchas Shneim Hi. That's what it sounds like, that's what Rashi is saying. Tosfos doesn't seem to agree with the Birchas Avram, no? The Tosfos on the side, Shani Hasim Dika Deis. The Tosfos raises the issue. The Noshim, the second half of the Tosfos, they say, the Noshim Tzorachin, and Yotzes B'Birchas Hazim Shalah Noshim, if the benching is Zuman, and only one person says the benching, and the women just saying Amen at the end, but they don't understand Hebrew, Shem Avinois. So Tosfos says, Tosfos interprets the Gemara Megillah, and Shulchan Aruch adapts the position of Tosfos interprets the Gemara Megillah, Haloi Shasham Ashur is Yotza, is an exception to the rule, because all you need is Pesumi Nisa B'Alma, because we don't understand what it means, V'achashtaron B'nei HaRamochim. But in Kol HaTarakul, you wouldn't allow Shemei Koine if the person doesn't understand it. So Tosfos said the same is true regarding Noshim, in Yotzitz B'Birchas HaZimun Shel HaNoshim, there's going to be a mezuman. The men and women together are not mitzarfim to make the 10 or to make the 3, but you have 3 men, the bench mezuman, and the women are there, so the women answer also. So the women are not going to bench, they're going to just be Yotzitz with Shemei Koina. So Tosfos says Shemei Koina only works if you don't understand the language. That's an exception to the rule only by Megillah, because of the concept of Pirsumi Nisa. But in Kol HaTarakula, we wouldn't allow Shemei HaKa'ina if they don't understand. Because Avram said that it's not based on when you bench mezuman, it's not based on Shemei HaKa'ina. That's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah quoted the Birchas Avram against the Tosfos. So from Tosfos, you get the impression they don't agree with Rashi. So how did they read this Gemara? What was the Gemara's raya? I don't know. The Gemara quotes the Stayim, the Rabbi Yechanan, who the Amar. How do you see? The Omer Rabba Bochanan, Rabbi Yechanan, Shnaim Shoch, Lukachas, Echem, and Yotze Bibichas, Chaveirom. And we asked the Kasha, what's the Chiddush? It's a big Chiddush. Echad Yotze Bibichas, Chaveirom. It's a big Chiddush that we're on. If you have a big Shas Atraka, Seif, and a Boor, you revert to the Din Deraisa. I don't know what the Gemara says, Ma Kamashmalan, Tanina. It's such a double Poshet. Shama Velona, Omen Yotze. It says that's in Sukkah, that's Lamed Ches in Sukkah. That's by Kiddush and Abdullah. But by Birchas HaMozen, there was a Takana de Rabbanon that you don't apply Shemei HaKa'ina. So one might have thought that even in Big Shas HaPchak also you don't apply it. So the Gemara said, no, if you have a Sefer, a Boor, Sefer Mevorach, a Boor Yotze, you revert back to the Din Deraisa. So why did the Gemara consider it such a double poshet? I don't know. So Gemara says, "My kamash malam, what do you need the chiddush? What do you need Rabbi Yechonah for? Tanina, we know that shama v'le'ana yotza. That min haTorah you yotza even if you don't say amen. Min haTorah you say shemekoyin even by benching and b'shas ha'tchak if you wrote back to the din deraisa. The Gemara holds everything as a milsa de pshita. Gemara says that so it must be that what Rabbi Yechonah is driving at v'amar abzera loymar. What do Rabbi Yechonah mean? Echad yotza b'birchas chaver shein birchas haziman beinayim." Because if there would have been Birchas HaZimun, there would have been two people would have had a Rishus L'Zaman, then it wouldn't be considered Echa Yotze B'Birchas Chaveroi. It wouldn't be Yotzan, wouldn't be based on Shemekan. It would be Birchas Shneim, Rashi said. That's how Rashi read the Gemara. Sounds like the Birchas Avram. How did Tosis read? I don't know. Tosis says Cholik and Rashi. Tosis says no, that it is based on Shemekan. I don't know how did Tosis read this Gemara. I don't know. So that's the machlokes that the Gemara has. Whether Shnaim Shach Lukachas is a Rishus to be Mizamen or there's no Zimen at all. Then the Gemara says, Halacha Lemaisa, what's the din? So we saw Amar Abai, Naktinon, we have the tradition that the din is Shnaim Shach Lukachas, Mitzvah Lecholek. Why is Mitzvah Lecholek? Because there's no Rishus of a Zimun and we don't allow Shemei Koine by Birchas HaMazon, so mitzvah lecholik, each one has to bench on his own. Unless you have sefer abur, then you revert back to the din derais. Okay? That's the whole Gemara. Then Gemara drew a distinction between a zimun of 3 and a zimun of 10. That a zimun of 10, you have to have, all the 10 have to be together. You can't have the fellow walked into the other room, and we're going to scream out loud, Baruch HaKadosh Shacham Shlo, he's going to answer from the other room. The Gemara says, no. He has to come to this room. If you have a zimun of 3, he doesn't even have to come back. Karim lo, mizamnim alov, you scream out to him, hey, we want to bench mizumin, and he answers, that's fine. But if you have asara, avabasada adanaisi, he has to come back to this room. Why? So the Gemara said, because, kevin de boy lat kuri shem shemayim, bots masar la barachar. It's not derech eretz, you have to have the people over him. Since Shulchan Aruch, they have the other difference between 3 and 10. That 10, you never have a rishus. 10, that's perhaps by women. We had the shaila yesterday. The Rambam says, Nashim mizamnes la'atzman, but not b'shem. So the Kesem Mishnah said the reason why, because Zimun Basar is a Dovah Shebikdusha, and 10 women do not constitute a minion for Dovah Shebikdusha. So he said, but the Pashtas and the Gemara Megillah is not so. This Gemara is a Megillah, Daf Chav Gimel. The Mishnah lists off all the things that need asara. So duchening needs asara. Duchening needs asara not because it's a davish b'kedusha, a different reason. Then it says kriyas hamegillah. The Gemara says earlier maseches begillah kriyas hamegillah needs asara. Not that kriyas hamegillah is a davish b'kedusha. You want to accomplish pisum inisa. It's a different reason why you have asara. Here also the Gemara gives a different reason. The reason the Gemara Megillah also says this. The reason why you need asara to bench b'shem. Is la barachar lat kuish mod dishmai bebotza me'asor. Doesn't say because it's davar shebikdusha. Sounds like it's a different reason. But the Gemara says that two different dinim, zimun b'shlosh and zimun b'asor. So that's perhaps what the Rambam says that noshim mizamnas liatzman, women can bench mizuman, but not b'asor, because to bench b'asor to say shem Hashem. It's not a davar shebikdusha that you should, not like the Kesem Mishnah, but still, there's no rishus, there's no bench and mizuman basar that's a rishus. Either you're mechuyev to, if you're not mechuyev, then you don't, then it's not a rishus to bench. So noshim is not going to be a chiv. Noshim, it's not called a tzibur. To have birchas hamazon basara, even if it's not a davar shebikdusha, but you have to have lavar achara, latkur shmod shmai bots masara. They mean you want to have asar to consider it a tzibur. So you don't have a tzibur. Asar anoshim, esar anoshim is not considered a tzibur. So even if it's not a davar shebikdusha, you can't have 10 women bench b'shem. That's the Rambam, and Shulchan Aruch quotes it from the Rambam. Then the Gemara speaks, if you have three people ate together, and one of them is in a rush and he wants to bench mezumin, so the other two have an obligation to be mafsik for him. So as a lifnei mishuras hadin as a midas chasidus, it's a nice thing to help him out. He doesn't want to be late for his seder, whatever. But strictly speaking, the two are not mechuyev to be mafsik for the one. The one is mechuyev to be mafsik for the two, but the two are not mechuyev to be mafsik for the one. That's how the Gemara says in Hilchos Derech Eretz. Then the Gemara tells a story that there were three Amoraim who ate together. Yehuda bar Mareima, Mar bar Avashi, Rav Achmei Difti, Karcha Rifta b'Had Adad. They all ate bread together, and they were all on the same level of learning, and they mistakenly thought that the only time it makes sense to bench mezumin, that one person bench for all the three. If that one person, he has a good voice, he knows how to sing a niggun better, he's a bigot hamachach and bigot tzaddik. But if they're all three on the same level, what are they going to gain by having him bench mezumin for all three? He's going to bench the same style benching that they have. So they thought that since he gained nothing by having him bench for them, so you don't have such a mezumin. So each one benched on his own. So all the three Amoraim benched on their own. Then they came to the Rebbe Mereima, they asked him, he said, no, you made a mistake. He Yotzei bench him, but you weren't Yotzei, there's a din, either a din there, I said, you know, but he should have benched mezumin. But does it make sense to bench all over again? So he says, no, ein zimun l'mafre. What do you mean ein zimun l'mafre? You only have zimun when you're mechuyev to bench. If you're ready with Yotzei b'chus hamazon, it's too late. You can't bench all over again. He mentioned quite a while ago, he mentioned that there's a Chuvas Rashi that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that three people benched on Shabbos, they benched Mezumin, they benched on Shabbos, and all three forgot Mitzay, and all three have to repeat the Birchas HaMozen, that's the Gemara later. If you forget Mitzay on Shabbos, you have to repeat the Birchas HaMozen. So Rashi says that they cannot bench Mezumin because Ein Zimun L'Mafreya. You could have said that you don't say Zimun because they already said Zimun. So they were already Yotzei the Zimun, and after they finished the Zimun, they said the whole benching and they forgot Mitzay, they're not Yotzei. So you have to go back to where the first part they said correct, the Baruch Shechal Mishlov Tevuchayinu. So Rashi could have said that. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say they were Yotzei Zimun. He says he can't say Zimun now because ain't Zimun l'mafreya. Even if the first time the Maisu Shahaya that Rashi is talking about was that they benched Mezumin the first time and all three forgot Mitzay and all three have to repeat the benching. But the reason why he gives that they don't say Zimun is because ain't Zimun l'mafreya. So how was that the reason? But they weren't Yotzei bench and it didn't require you have to bench over again. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. You see from the Rashi's tshuva that on Shabbos if one forgets Ritzay or you forget Yalaviyav on Yontif, that the Gemara says you have to repeat the benching. It's not because he weren't Yotzei the benching. He were Yotzei the benching. He were Yotzei Suda Shabbos. You have to be kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos, by having Kiddush in the beginning. That's the din. The Gemara has, in the last part from Sochem has Machlekes, but there ain't Kiddush alav makam Suda, or yesh Kiddush afilo shalom makam Suda. To make Kiddush in the shul, and everybody goes home and they eat at home, are the Yotzei Kiddush? Are we paskin? No. Ain't Kiddush alav makam Suda. Why is that? So the A group of Rishonim, there's a machlokes, a group of Rishonim say, because the purpose of the Kiddush, the role of the Kiddush Alakos, is to be kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. So you have to have the Kiddush, has to be in the same location where you're going to have the meal immediately before you have the meal. Not you make Kiddush now and you carry on a whole conversation and then you wash half an hour later. You have to wash immediately following the Kiddush, ain't Kiddush on the Makom Suda. So to be kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos, you need two things. Kiddush in the beginning to be kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos, and Haskaras Ritzay at the end. So if the people benched and they forgot Ritzay, they Yotzei Birchas HaMozen. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom B'chol Yom Yom Tein L'Meim B'chosev Shal Yom. The worst comment on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, that's a mitzvah to mention Kedushas Hayom, but it's not that you're not Yotzei Birchas HaMozen. You are Yotzei Birchas HaMozen. You're not Yotzei Suda Shabbos. So you have a brera, you have an option, either to eat a meal all over again, and then make sure you don't forget Ritzay. But he's ready to platz, he ate so much in this meal, he doesn't want to eat another meal. So the Chachamim were mekel, and they permitted him to recite benching a second time, even though he was Yotzei the benching the first time. they permit you to bench again to say the Birchas HaMazon a second time in order to, and remember to say Ritzei in order to be kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. That's where Rashi applies the klal, Ein Zima L'Mafreya. If all three benched and all three forgot Ritzei and they have to bench over, they're not mechuyev to bench over because of Hilchas Birchas HaMazon. No, they were Yotzei Birchas HaMazon. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom B'chol Yom Yom Tein Meim B'chol Hashem is not ma'akev in the benching. It's ma'akev that you're not Yotzei Suda Shabbos. So that's what Rashi writes. That's what they quote from Rashi. Ein Zima L'Mafreya, because they already were Yotzei the benching. That's why the Re Baal HaTosfos writes later about the Gemara. If one should assume that Shalosh Sudas Suda Shlish doesn't need Paz, then you can be Yotzei with Mini Tagima. So if you would have had Mini Tagima, you would have said Bar Nefashos. You wouldn't have mentioned Ritzei at all. So if one should adopt such a position that you didn't have to, you could have been Yotzei Shalosh Sudas without Paz and without mentioning Ritzei, even if you did have bread and you're supposed to mention Ritzei, but you can't say that the failure to mention Ritzei is ma'akev that you're not Yotzei the Suda, you weren't kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. If Mini Tagima could have been acceptable, Mini Tagima you're not going to say Ritzei at all. So you see that Suda Shlishis doesn't need the Ritzei. So that's why the Rebbe puts the two together. The Gemara has a discussion, what exactly is the text of the Mezumen? The Mezumen says, Baruch Shachal Mishlav Tivachayin. So what is everybody else saying? Baruch Shachal Mishlav Uvetuvachayinu. Or did they say Amen to what he said? So the Gemara says, when the people are answering to the, what they say, Baruch Shachal Mishlav Tivachayinu. Let's say there's somebody there who didn't eat. What does he say? So he says, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shmai Tamid Li'ar Lamboi. He can't say, Baruch Shachan Mishalai. He says, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shmai Tamid Li'ar Lamboi. Or if you have Asari, he says, Baruch Alakenu, Baruch Shmai Tamid Li'ar Lamboi. What happens if I'm not eating with them, and I walked in late, and I didn't hear the Mezamen say, the Baruch Shachan Mishalai. I hear everybody answering, Baruch Shachan Mishalai B'tubuchayinu. Then the Gemara says, I answer Amen. Sounds like Baruch Shachan Mishlav Tuvachayinu is a bracha that you say Amen at the end of the bracha. So the Gemara in the next daf is going to discuss when is that bracha really ended. Baruch Shachan Mishlav Tuvachayinu is the end of the bracha, or the end of the bracha is Hazanas Hakol. So that's the Gemara has the machlokes over here, right in the middle of Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Gemara has two dots, the end of the previous topic, and then they have a discussion at Hecha Birchas Hazimon. How far does Baruch Shachan Mishlav Tuvachayinu, how far does the bracha go? True, if a stranger walks in who's not eating with them, and he hears them answer Baruch Shachan Mishlav Tuvachayinu, he answers Amen, that sounds like that's the end of the bracha. So the Gemara says, but still, we want to know, Maybe the bracha Baruch Shachan Mishlav Tuvachayinu is not completed till the end of Hazanas Hakol. So that's a machlokes Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman says Ad Nevarech Baruch Shachan Mishlav Tuvachayinu. That's it. And Rav Sheshes says no until Hazan. Until Hazan. How do you pass him whenever there's machlokes Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes? So Tosis tells you on the side. Tosis says Hakayim Alon Kerav Sheshes BeYisuri. Hilchas Rav Nachman b'dinei, if it's an issue of dini mamonis, Rav Nachman was an expert in dini mamonis. So we would pass like Rav Nachman, but in Issa v'heter, we'll pass on like Rav Sheshes. That's what Tosis quotes, Memvav v'manal about Hechem Birchas Hazimon. So they quote around 10 lines in. Where is it that they quote? Kaimelon ke Rav Sheshes. So what does it mean? What does Rav Sheshes mean? That the Brocha, Baruch Shacham Shlov Tuvachayinu, is not completed till the end of Hazanas Hakol. So Rashi interprets that if a person has a sandwich, eating bread all by himself, and he's not eating with another two people, he's not benching mezumen, Birchas HaMazon starts some noyde lecho. You don't say the first bracha Hazanas Hakol. So Tosfos says, that's ridiculous. What are you talking about? Tosfos says, Ma'asim b'chol yom. Nobody follows that. The din should be like Rav Sheshes. Whenever there's a mach, the rule is in the Gemara. In the later generation, they took a vote, And that's the way it turned out, that whenever there's a machlokes Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, we always pass like Rav Nachman and Dinim Amenes, we always pass like Rav Sheshes and Issa Vehetu. So the din is like Rav Sheshes, so Rashi learns that's the pshat, that if a person is not benching his own, he's benching on his own, he starts from Noi Delucho. Tosfos says, Maisim B'chol Yom, that we don't do like that. That's what Tosfos argues. Around 10 lines into the Tosfos, Ad Heichen Bichas Hazimun. They say the Yod, Maisim B'chol Yom, Diachim Vorach Sholosh Brachas. You start from Azanas Olam, you don't start from Noi Delucho. Then they ask, how can it be you start from Noi Delucho? The Gemara learns that from the Psukim, that V'chalta V'savota V'erachtos Hashem Elokecho is Hazanas HaKol. Al Ha'oretz is Noi Delucho, HaToifo is Yerushalayim, that's the third bracha. All the three brachas are learned that from Psukim. How can I say that the Yochid benches, he starts from Noi Delucho, he doesn't have to say the first bracha. So it cannot be. It cannot be that that's Pshat in the Gemara. So what is the Pshat? What is the Machlekes of Nachman and Rav Sheshes? So Tosfos says, this Machlekes Ad Heichen Bichas HaZimun is referring back to the Gemara that we had over here. That if three people ate together, and one of them finished, and the other two didn't finish eating. So they're not mechuyev. If they want to do lifnei mishuras hadin, that's fine. If you want to do lifnei, that's the last narrow line on Mem Hamad base, lifnei mishuras hadin, who the other, that's fine. But strictly speaking, the two are not mechuyev to be mafsik for the one. But if you have three people and two finished eating and the one didn't, so then Derech Eretz dictates that the one has to be mafsik for the two. So that's the shot in the Gemara. Ad Heichen Bichas HaZimun. When the one is mafsik for the two, but he wants to continue eating more bread after they're going to bench mezumin. So how long does he have to pause in the middle of his meal in order to answer the mezumin? So Rav Nachman says, till Baruch Shecham Shalav Tevachayu. That's it. Then he can continue eating his sandwich. And we don't pass like Rav Nachman. We pass like Rav Sheshes. Ad Azanas HaKol. Till the end of Azanas HaKol, he has to stop eating. Because the bracha, Baruch Shachanam Shalav Tevachayin, true, you answer Amen if you walk in when the others answer the Mizamein. So in a certain sense, Baruch Shachanam Shalav Tevachayin is the end of a bracha, but it's not really. The complete end of the bracha is the end of Azanas HaKol. So when one is mafsik for the two, to enable them to bench mezumen, he has to stop eating till the end of Azanas HaKol. And then when he finishes eating, then he's going to start, then Gemara is going to discuss, where does he go back? Okay, Gemara is going to, Lehecha Nechoizer. That's going to be another discussion. Lehecha Nechoizer. But Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. The Rashi holds that Mechudesh Digashita, that when a Yochid benches and he doesn't have mezumen, he starts from an Oid Elucho. You don't say the first bracha, because the first bracha, Tel Azanas HaKol, is part of Zimun. Part of the Zimun, and if you don't have a Mizuman, then you start from Noi Delochon. So Tosfos can't accept that. Then the Gemara says, this Machlekes Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes, the Gemara says, Leimi Kitanoi. Should I say that it's a Machlekes HaTanam? So how do you read, what is the name of Kitanoi? The Gemara says, Toni Chode Bechas Amoz and Shnai Meshlosha, V'tan Yidach, Shlosha V'yabo. So the Gemara says, what's the Machlekes, whether three or four? What's a machlok? What are they fighting about? So Rashi learns, how many brachas do you say when you bench? So the Gemara assumes, over here, Savruah means ahavamina. Savruah is a technical term, means the Bnei HaYeshiva thought that Mistama, this is the pshat. Once in a long while you have, the Gemara says Savrua, and it's really not a mistake in Havamin, it's a Maskana. And the first half in Baba Basra, Tais points out that there's a Savrua there, that's really a Maskana. That's what the Balamor has, that Sefer HaTzova, what he calls the Sefer HaTzova. He has that shtick, he writes a Yud, just like the Yud Gimel Midrash, HaTorin Ed Reshes Bem, how to read in between the lines in the Chumash, so too there are Yud Gimel Midrash in reading Gemaras. So he has taken the technical terms in Gemara, like Savrua, Iboy Seima, things like that, and it usually has this connotation, and once in a while it doesn't mean that. So I think he has the Savrua also. Tosfos writes on Beisam and Aleph, and Bava Basra, and Balamor has it there too. The Gemara says, Savrua, the Bnei HaYeshiva thought mistakenly, the Kuliyamata, the Meitiv Lab, the Reiser, the two Brises that argue whether three or four a birth walking on the assumption we're leaving out our teva meitiv. That's not part of the benching. We're talking about till Baruch Rachma of Yerushalayim Amen, how many brachas are there? And the correct girsa should really be that Bach corrects it by the letter base, not Shnayim Shlosha, Shlosha V'Arba, but it should be in feminine, Shtayim V'Shalosh, or Shalosh V'Arba, because the word bracha is feminine. It's a Losh in the Keva. So the Gemara has a Machlekes Amaraim, how many Machlekes HaTanoim, and a Machlekes, the Gemara says, let me get Tanoim. The Machlekes is Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, according to Rashi's Pshat. According to Rashi's Pshat, the Machlekes is, when a Yochid benches, does he start from Noi Delecho, or does he start from Hazanus HaOlam? So if he starts from Hazanus HaOlam, then when a Yochid benches, he says, Hazanus HaKol, Noi Delecho, Rachem, Ateva Meitav is Lav Deraisa, it's not part of the benching. Lav Deraisa means that it's not part of the benching at all. It's a bracha that's recited after he completed the whole Birchas HaMazon, after the whole benching is over. That's how the Gemara is going to say. It's not that Midirabbanan is part of the benching. Even though the Chachamim introduced Ateva Meitav, it's a separate independent bracha, because the Gemara says, Teidalochi, four lines from the bottom. Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta says in the name of Rav Teda, I'm going to prove that Teda Meitav Lav Daraisa Sharei Pasech Bo Beboruch. Why are you Pasech Beboruch? No, Delecho is not Pasech Beboruch. Racham, no, is not Pasech Beboruch. Why not Pasach is Beboruch? Because it's a Bracha Smucha L'Chavato. So whenever you have a Bracha Smucha L'Chavato, you don't begin with Baruch, but Teda Meitav is not a Bracha Smucha L'Chavato. Why not? Because Lav Daraisa. But if the pshat is that in our Torah, it's not part of the benching, but the Rabbanon is part of the benching. The Vaitas, so that'd be a Bracha Smucha L'Chavato on the level of the Rabbanon. Bracha Smucha L'Chavato means that it's one unit. It all blends in together. Tosis says, how come all the 15 Birchas HaShachar all begin Baruch HaTo Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam? The last 14 are Smucha L'Chavato. So Tosis says they're unrelated to each other. It's not a series. Not like Shmona Esrei, that the 18 brachas are ma'ak from zu azu. It's not like Birchas HaMazon, that all the brachas blend in to make one big Birchas HaMazon. The 15 Birchas HaShachar, each one is independent of the other one. When he puts on his clothing, he says, Malbish Arumim. When he starts to walk, he says, what does he say? Amechem Mitzadei Gover. You stretch out of bed, you say, each bracha is said on a different event, and they have nothing to do with each other. So Tez gives two different reasons why it's not bracha smucha l'chavato. So one explanation they give is kolani brachas ketanus kolachas bracha liatzma. All the 15 brachas hashachar is a bracha liatzma, unrelated to each other. It's not one kiyum. Then he said, the havik kebrachas haperis. That's a machlekes. The second reason is a machlekes in Tosfos, where the bracha smucha l'chavato, does the first bracha have to be a bracha arucha, or even if the first bracha is a bracha ktsara, the next bracha is also considered a bracha smucha l'chavato. So that's a machlekes the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam. So that's the second reason of Tosfos, the habu ktsaris. The second and the third and the fourth and the fifth, the last 14 brachas are not smucha l'chavato, because the first bracha was a bracha ktsara. It's only called a bracha smucha l'chavato if the original bracha is a bracha arucha. So that svar is a machlekes harishanim, whether that's correct. The first svar of Tosfos is that it's only called bracha smucha l'chavato if it's one unit, like Shmoneh Esrei is one unit, or Tosfos said Psukah Zimra is one unit. So they say yishtabach is smucha l'chavato to baruch shama, even though you have all the psukim in between, or you halaluch at the end of halal is smucha l'chavato to the bracha in the beginning, and Hashem Kedusham Sosano lekrosa halal is smucha l'chavato. Because it's one unit, it's hallowed with the brachas. Then he raised the issue, what about Kriyas HaTorah? How can we say, Avshenasan Lanu is Pesachas B'Baruch? It should also be one unit. Why shouldn't it be considered brachas Mucha L'Chavato? So that's what Tosfos discusses. So that's what they say, it's only considered a brachas Mucha L'Chavato if it constitutes one unit. That's why the Rishon raised an issue, how do you say Tfilas HaDerech? The Gemara earlier has about the Nusach of Tfilas Derech. He said, Yiratzim Lefanecha, Shetelecheinu L'Shalom. Then he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tfilah. So it's not Pasachas B'Baruch. The Rishonim raised the issue. So they quote from the Maram Rutmerk that he had a Midas Chassidus that he would make an intro, Baruch HaSmucha L'Chavato, by saying bar nefashis on some food, or by saying asher yotzer first, and then he would say the tefillas aderech. But asher yotzer or the bar nefashis on the food with the tefillas aderech, totally unrelated. They have nothing to do with each other. That's not one kiyum. It's not like Birchas HaMazon. So that's why that opinion was not really accepted. We don't really understand why did Imam Rutmark think that that's a midas chasidus. To convert the tefillas aderech into a smucha lechavata doesn't accomplish anything. The bar nefashis has nothing to do with the tefillas aderech. That's what Tosfos says over here. Kolachas bracha liatzma. Kadhavim mahalach. When you walk, you say the bracha hamechem etzadei gover. When you put on your clothes, you say the bracha malbish arum. Each one is on a different event. They have nothing to do with each other. It's only smucha lechavata if there's one kiyum together. So again, so the Gemara proves over here that atoiv ha-meitiv lav deraisa. What are they proving? They're proving that min ha-Torah it's not part of the Birchas HaMazon, min ha-Rabbanan it's part of Birchas HaMazon. No, min ha-Rabbanan it's part of Birchas HaMazon, so it's still a bracha smucha lechavata. It means even min ha-Rabbanan it's not part of the Birchas HaMazon. Lav deraisa means it's not part of benching at all. It's a separate bracha. And even though, that's what they quote from Chacham Avadya, even though benching you have to recite in a sitting position, that's late at the end of the perek, but the bracha tov ha-meitiv you can even recite if you're walking around. Maybe it's not right, but it's not part of the benching even in the Rabbanan. So that's what the Gemara says of Ruah. They thought that we're leaving out the both braises. The one braises says sometimes Birchas HaMazon is two brachas, sometimes three. One braise says sometimes three, sometimes four. So we're leaving out HaTov HaMeitiv because HaTov HaMeitiv is Lav Deraisa even in the Rabbanan. It's not part of the benching. So the braise that says two or three means that when a yochid benches, he only says two brachas, Noi Delecho and Rachim. And HaTov HaMeitiv is not part of the benching. He'll say HaTov HaMeitiv, but it's not part of the benching. And when you bench Mezumen, then you say three brachas. You say, Brach Shechal Mishlav Tuvach Hayinu Tela, at the end of Bazan HaSakol, that's one bracha. Then you say, Noi Delecho. Then you say, how does the Gemara get, how do you get, a yochid only says two, Noi Delecho and Rachim. And you bench Mezum, and then you have three. You have Hazanus HaKol, the first Hazanus HaKol, and Noi Delecho and Rachim is two or three. Two if it's B'yachidus, and three if it's B'mezumen. And the second brisa that says sometimes three brachas, sometimes four brachas, the next brisa holds like Rav Nachman, that Baruch Shechal Mishlov Tu Chayinu is a separate bracha, Hazanus HaKol is another bracha that's two, and then Noi Delecho is three, and Rachem is four. So if you bench Mezumen, you have four brachas. And if you bench Bechidus, you only have three brachas. You have Hazanus HaKol, Noi Delecho, and Rachem. You don't have Baruch Shechal Mishlov Tu Chayinu if you're not benching Mezumen. And HaTov HaMeitiv is not part of the benching. So this is Rashi Lushitasa. That's what Tosfos writes. Tosfos Dibra Maschal Aman Diyam Ashnaim Shloshi Kasav Arazon. So Tosfos says, Lefi Shitasa Pirish Kei. Rashi has the Girsa in the Gemara, not the way we have. Rashi has the Girsa, everything is Belosh in the Kei, Vishtaim Shalosh. And the second Brisa says Shalosh V'Arba. We're saying, we're discussing how many brachas do you recite in Birchas HaMazon. If you bench B'Yachidus, then it's only two brachas. If you bench b'mezumen, then it's three brachas. And the second brisa says, bench b'chidus is three brachas, bench mezumen is four brachas. So that's all Rashi's girsa and Rashi's pshat. Tosfos says that that's inconceivable, that's dead wrong. They say, even a yochid benches has to have hazanus hakol. So what is the girsa, what's the machlokes, the two brises? So Tosfos quotes the pirush of the Rif, kachne pirush of Rav Alfis, Tosfos Alaman de Yomar. The Rif says the Girsa in the Gemara is correct. Shnayim, Shlosha, Shlosha ve'abo. It should say Beloshin Zocha, not Beloshin Akeva. We're not talking about Bracha, which is Loshin Akeva. We're talking about how many people can you divide the Birchas HaMazon amongst how many people. So Tosfos says, you can't divide Chatzi Bracha. You can't divide one Bracha in half. We're talking about a case, you have, let's say, three people are benching Mezumen, and only Bizman HaGemar, the practice was only one person said the Birchas HaMazon out loud, the others just said Amen. So the question is, how many people, amongst how many people can you divide the Birchas HaMazon? So Tosfos explains the Rif's Girsa, Yefsha L'chalak Ushnayim, you can't divide one bracha among two people. So the question is, where does the first bracha end? Does it end the Baruch Shachanu Mishaloyev Tivachayina? That's the end of the first bracha. Or the first bracha only ends at the end of Hazanah Sakol. So if it ends it Baruch Shachanu Mishaloyev Tivachayinu, then you can have one person say till Tivachayinu. Another person will say Hazanah Sakolim Kulibatu. Another person say Noidelacha. And a fourth person say Rachem Noah. Now Taiv HaMeita we're not talking about. That's Lav Derais. That's the bracha recited after the conclusion of the Birchas HaMazon. So according to Rab Nachman, there were four brachas in the Birchas HaMazon. A yochid always starts from Hazanah Sakol. That there never was a machlokes. Tesis denies what Rashi says. It's Maisim B'chol Yom. It contradicts what Rashi says. According to Rashi, the din should come out to be like Rav Sheshes. Whenever Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman disagree, Hilchasek Rav Nachman B'din and Hilchasek Rav Sheshes B'Yisurei. But everybody knows you start from Hazanah Sakol. So the Tesis prefers the Girsas Harif, that everything is Beloshen Zoch and not Beloshen Nekeva. The Bach corrects it, he changes everything to Loshen Nekeva. That's according to Rashi. He's changing to Loshen Nekeva. But according to the Rif, it's good the way it says Beloshen Zoch. It shouldn't be Beloshen Nekeva. And the question is, how many people can you divide the bench? Among how many people can you divide bench? And you can't divide one bracha in half. So that's what the Achronim asked the Kasha from the Tosfos on Chaf Amud Beis. Tosfos, the Gemara had a sofik whether women are chayv in Birchas HaMazon. The Mishnah says that women are chayv to recite Birchas HaMazon. The Gemara is not sure whether women's obligation to recite Birchas HaMazon is their Isa, their Rabbanim. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? The difference is that the Mishnah says in the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah that Mishenim b'chayv b'dover ein emotzi ha-sarabim v'dechei v'osim. The Cheresh HaTavikotan cannot serve as the Baal Tekeah to be Motzi everybody in the Shul, because the Cheresh HaTavikotan are not Mechuyev, and the people in Shul are Mechuyev. So the Gemara says, if a woman's obligation to recite benching is Deraisa, then she could be Motzi her husband, which Shemei HaKoheinah. But if the woman's obligation is only the Rabbanan, then Mishen and B'chuyev B'dover, if her Chiyev is not on the same level as the husband, she cannot be Motzi the husband. So, why should one raise the possibility that the obligation of the women is only the Rabbanan? So Tosfos interprets, because in benching you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us Bris Milah, and he gave us Torah, and he gave us Eretz Yisrael. So Tosfos says, if the women are certainly not mechuyev to thank for the Bris Milah, they don't have any Bris Milah, they don't have an obligation to be mal their children. The father has an obligation to be mal the son. Mother doesn't have an obligation. The women don't have an obligation to learn Torah. So that line in Noy Delecha, the women are not mechuyev to say. They can leave out when they, even if you hold that women are mechuyev in Birchas HaMazon, but they're not mechuyev to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Bris and for Torah. Today the meaning is that the women say that line, they're saying in the editorial, we. It doesn't mean we thank you. It means the Jewish nation thanks you for giving out the Bris, the bits of Bris Milah. But strictly speaking, Tosfos says, that line for sure they're not mechuyev. So the Gemara is Sofik, where the women are Mechuyev to bench Benat Torah was, since they're not Mechuyev in that line, so maybe the Chiyev Birchas HaMazon, the whole benching is only B'di Rabbanan. Maybe that line is Ma'akev, so since the women for sure not Mechuyev that line, maybe not Mechuyev anything. Or maybe not, maybe the rest of the benching they're Mechuyev Benat Torah, and that line they're not Mechuyev at all to say. So Rabbi Kivege writes in his Sefer Drush V'Chidush, and that Tosfos, so if you hold that women are Mechuyev, but that line they're not Mechuyev to say, by Bris and Torah. So how can the Gemara say that if the women are Mechuyev Benat Torah, she can bench to be Motzi the husband? But she can't be Motzi the husband at that line in Bris and Torah. So the answer obviously is the woman is going to say the benching till that line. Husband is going to say that line on his own. Then the wife is going to pick up after that line, say the rest. So you see from the way Tosfos read the Gemara that you do say Shemei HaKoheinah on a half a bracha. The wife is going to say the benching for the husband. She's going to leave out one line, and he's going to say that line on his own. So you're going to say Shemei HaKoheinah. He's Yotze Shemei HaKoheinah from his wife's benching on the half, on the two halves, the beginning of the bracha Noidelecha, the end of the bracha, and the middle line, the middle of Noidelecha. Husband is going to say on his own. So you see beferish that you do say Shemei HaKoheinah even on the half of bracha. That was the kasha that the Birchas Rosh quoted, and the Chazon Ish quotes that kasha, and they quoted the kasha also based on the Mishnah. Mishnah says earlier in Perek Ein Oimdid that if the Chazan gets stuck in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, he doesn't. They didn't have a siddur in the days of the Tanaim. It wasn't permissible to write down the siddur because the siddur was nusach hatfilah was Torah shebal peh. So the chazan has to recite the davening by heart. So if the chazan gets confused in the middle, he doesn't remember how to continue. So someone else takes over. So from what point on does the other chazan take over? Metchilus habracha shetozeh. He has to begin from the beginning of the bracha. The first chazan got stuck in the middle of a given bracha. New chazan should take over from the beginning of that bracha. Why from the beginning? Why can't you be yotze the first half of the bracha from the first shliach tzibur? And the second shliach tzibur will start from the middle of the bracha. So you see that you don't allow shemer kain on a half a bracha. So the Mishnah in Tfilas HaShachar seems to imply you don't allow shemer kain on a half a bracha. And the Rif interprets in Agamara also, you don't allow Shemer Kohen and a half a bracha. And the Tosfos says, not so. The Tosfos on Daf Chav seems told that you do allow Shemer Kohen and a half a bracha. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested that maybe this was the Teretz, that we don't allow Shemer Kohen and a half a bracha when it's not based on Shemer Kohen, when it's Chazor Sashatz. The chazan is not being moitzi everybody based on shemer kohen. Everybody davened tefillah balachash already. You're going to say shemer kohen is considered as if everybody davened again a second time. Second time shachris. You don't have to daven twice shachris. It's not based on shemer kohen. When everybody davens balachash, that's tefillah sayochid. When the chazan davened, that's tefillah satzibur. Just like we said the Shilta Giborim at the end of Rosh Hashanah drew a moshel. He said, just like there's a Korban Yochid and a Korban Tzibur, so too there's a Tfilos HaYochid and Tfilos HaTzibur. So the Chazor HaShatz is a Tfilos HaTzibur. When everybody davens Bechidus, that's Tfilos HaYochid. When the Chazan davens Chazor HaShatz, or when the Mezamin recites the Birchas HaMazon and everybody's Yotzei, it's not based on Shemer Kohen. That was what the Rashi interpreted over here. That was that Birchas Avram. It's not based on Shemer Kohen. When you bench mezumah, it's based on the board. The whole chabura offers together one birchas hamazon. Birchas hamazon b'chabura. Just like Chazaras Hashat says, tefilas hatzibur, so this is birchas hamazon of the whole chabura is offering one birchas hamazon. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, that maybe there ani asomen is li'kuva. That was the mashmos and the Rambam that we mentioned yesterday. That the Rambam repeats, the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Brachos, he writes, whenever you hear a bracha, the proper practice is you should say Amen. Even if you don't want to be Yotzeh, you should always say Amen. And certainly if you want to be Yotzeh. And then the Rambam repeats it again by Chazaras HaShatz and by Bench Mezumen, by a third case, by Birchas HaGoimel, by a third case. So it's mashma a little bit that he means to say that it's Ma'akev. Anias Amen could be his Ma'akev b'di'evet by Chazaras HaShatz and by Bench Mezumen. Why? Because it's a Tfilas HaTzibur or it's a Birchas HaMozen. B'chabur, they need audience participation to make it into a Tfilas HaTzibur, to make it into a Birchas HaMazon B'chabur. So it could be that that's the teretz to the Achreinim give other teretz. It could be that that's the teretz to the Kasha. When do you say Shemer Kohen and a Hefer Bracha, when not? You always say Shemer Kohen and a Hefer Bracha, but Chazoras HaShatz and Bet Shemizumen is not based on Shemer Kohen. It's a different word. That you have a Birchas HaMazon B'chabur, and you have a Tfilas HaTzibur. The Tzibur offers one Tfilah. So it could be that there it has to go in units of bracha. So you don't say Shemei Kaina on a half a bracha. But whenever it is based on Shemei Kaina, then it would be good enough, even a half a bracha.
You only said earlier today that Tosfos is not holding from the Chabura idea by...
I don't know. Tosfos doesn't hold from that word of the Birchas Avraham. Tosfos thinks that even when you bench a mezumen, the one who doesn't understand wouldn't be Yotze. It's not completely the way Rav Soloveitchik put all the things together. So Tezuk clearly doesn't put everything together. The Birchas Avram put it. It sounds from Rashi like the Birchas Avram, that that when you bench mezumen, it's not based on Shemer Kohen. It's not based on Shemer Kohen. Then it should be good even if you don't understand. Tezuk says no. Whoever doesn't understand it doesn't count. Even if it's not based on Shemer Kohen, could be. So these are the two girsas in the Gemara. The girsa that we have, shnayim v'shlosha, shlosha v'aboa, that's good according to the Rif. It says in masculine because we're discussing how many people can you, amongst how many people can you divide the benching when you bench mezumen? Amongst three people or amongst four people? Because you have to go with a whole unit of a bracha. You can't say a half a bracha by benching mizuman. And Rashi has to have a different girsa. Loshen nekeva, shtayim v'shalosh, shalosh v'yah, because we're talking about how many brachas do you recite, not how many people can you divide the zimun amongst.
Why does everybody stop Baal Yechashreinu in the Betzalam? Doesn't that indicate that the last bracha is for the Rabbanan at least?
The bracha of Atoiv HaMetev ends at Le'olam Al Yechashreinu.
But we said that's not really, it's only a mimic. It's not.
What do you mean only a mimic?
What's the last bracha that we took, but that's not involved. Benching.
Atoiv HaMetev is midrabbanan, but
it is
midrabbanan. But they didn't introduce it as part of the benching. It's not that the benching midrabbanan consists of Atoiv HaMetev also. They instituted to recite an additional bracha after the conclusion of the benching, but it's not part of the benching. It's not part of the benching. If one nafkamina would be, can you recite it by midah? That the Gemara says at the end of Shlosh Shachar LeBirchas HaMazon, has to be recited in a sitting position. You have to sit when you're benched. But Atoiv HaMetev, strictly speaking, you can stand up.
It's yeah. The Rabbanan, though. It is the Rabbanan.
But it's the Rabbanan. Yeah, we said a different thing yesterday. We said, Hey, medakti kim ma'atma, filo kezais, filo kebeitzo. So Tosis raises the possibility, maybe the chiyuv, Rabbeinu Tam holds that kezais is deraisa. So we don't pass them like the Rabbeinu Tam. But it could even be that kezais isn't even the Rabbanan. Could be kezais is only a minik. Because the Gemara said that son was before Bar Mitzvah can recite Birchas HaMazon to be Moitzi the father if the father only ate kezayis. That was the Gemara in Daf Chav. So Tosfos says to Kasha, how can it be? But if you say that the Chiyuv Chinuch is on the father, not on the son, so the son before Bar Mitzvah is not even Mechuyiv Midrabanan to bench. So how can he recite the benching to be Moitzi the father ate kezayis? If the father is Mechuyiv Midrabanan, the son is Mechuyiv Midrabanan, so the same level of Chiyuv. But if we say that chinuch doesn't even mean midrabbanan, the child is mechuyev. The father is mechuyev to train him. How can the son bench to be motzi the father? So one of the Tosfosim gives the answer, maybe hey medakti kimal atzma, afilu kezayis, afilu kebeitzo. It sounds like it's not even a din derabbanan. It's only a minik. So that could be that you bench if you had less than kedeis sviya. You only had a kezayis. That could be that's only... Not only an asmachta that it's not minatar, it could even be that it's only a minik. It's not even a chiyuv midrabbanan. But when you do bench, when you are mechuyev to bench, and you say tavametiv is not part of the bench. Tavametiv is derabbanan. It's lav deraisa. It's not part of the bench. Yeah, the bottom Tosfos on Mem Vav Amud Aleph discusses. They start going through the whole siddur. Holach HaSeder, they start when you wake up in the morning. What's the first bracha you say? And how come it's Pesachas B'Baruch? And how come this is not Pesachas B'Baruch? They go through the whole Siddur, everything. The first bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Aviseinu, that it's Pesachas B'Baruch and Chesem is Baruch, Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham. The question is, you need Shem or Malchus. The Gemara said, there was a Machloikis Amaroim and Ketzah M'Baruch, where they need Kol Baruch Hashem B'Hashem, called Baruch Hashem B'Hashem Malchus. So we paskin, that was a memon base before the Mishnah. So we paskin, you need Shem Malchus. So where's the Malchus in the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei? You don't say Melech Olam, you just say Elokeinu, Elokei Aviseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yankov. So the Rishonim work on that. Where is the Malchus there? So a lot of the Rishonim say that Avraham Avinu was Himlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Olam. Avraham Avinu was a pioneer, and he taught the whole world that not only that God exists, but that God is in full control, he's in full charge of everything. That's what it means, Malchus. So when you say, Lakei Avraham, that's the equivalent of Malchus. So the first brach of the Shemoneh Esrei, we assume Hashem Umalchus. We assume that's considered Shem Umalchus. And all the next 18 brachas, Asmucha Lachavato, to the first bracha. Same thing, Birchas HaMazon. First bracha starts, Elokeinu, Elokei Aviseinu, Elokei. How do you say? Melech Olam. Hazan HaSa'olam Kulu. It starts off with Shem U'Malchus, and then Noi Delecho Smucha L'Chavato, and Rachim No Smucha L'Chavato. And Atoiv HaMetev is, should have been Smucha L'Chavato, but it's a bracha b'fnei atzma. It's not part of the unit. So that's why it's Pasachas B'Borah. In principle, every bracha should be posachas b'bracha, and every bracha should have shem u'malchus, unless it's smucha l'chavato, so it doesn't need. So noida l'cho and rachim noa, smucha l'chavato, and atoga meitiv stands on its own. That's a separate bracha, that's not called smucha l'chavato, because it's lav d'arais, it means even midirabbanan, it's not part of the benching. The only time it's called smucha l'chavato, if it's one kiyum together. Not like that peladik and maram ritmer, but the tfilas aderech. We don't understand why he said that. Then Tosis mentions that Yishtabach is ena pasachas b'bar, because it's smucha l'chavata to baruch she'oma. And same thing, Tosis doesn't say, the Rishonim say, Yehalelucha smucha l'chavata to the brichas ha-mitzvah in the beginning of the Hallel. And then Tosis is bothered with the kasha, how come by Aliyas? Once you say Hashanosanon, it should be smucha l'chavata ha-shebocha b'onu. So why does Hashanosanon begin baruch ha-to Hashem alakein melech ha-olam? If it's smucha l'chavato, you don't need a shem or malchus. So Tosfos says, because sometimes there'll be a very long pause. In Psukah, the Zimmer, it's a few pages long. Psukah, the Zimmer, is a few pages long. Why will be a long pause in between the bracha shebacha bana and the bracha shenasan lanu? So Tosfos says, because the initial takon of Bizman HaMishnah was, that's the last two lines in the Tosfos, V'yeshlan, the bottom Tosfos on the Tosfos says, it says it's in Gemara Megillah, Daf Chafalav. In the days of the Tanaim, the practice clearly was the Kohen said the bracha Shabbach Habano, and the last Oile said the bracha Ashenasalon, and the people in between didn't say any brachas at all. So that was quite a long pause, depending on how long the Sedra is. And you have the Meturgamon. Is going to every pasuk or every couple of psukim, and the Meturgam is going to give a whole drasha. It's going to take forever. In the Middle Ages, there was someone who was traveling around one of the days of the Bali. There was someone traveling around the world, and he wrote his travelogue, and he writes that he went to a Sephardic community in Africa, I think, but they still had the Meturgam. He didn't say Targum Unclus. I think he said the Arabic. Targum of Rav Sadia Gaon in the Kriyas HaTorah took a few hours. So that's what Tosfos says. If you say Asher Bocha Bon in the beginning, Shanasalan at the end, you have a Meturgaman in the middle. There's going to be a very long pause between the beginning and the end. See, even later when they changed it, Tosfos says, so that's the last line. Even though later, Shuv Shetiknu Shteim L'cholachas V'yachas, every Oyle Torah says Bracha Shabbach Abon Asher Nasanon before and after, and how long is the Aliyah? The Aliyah is not going to be longer than Psukah the Zimmer. The Aliyah is not going to be so long. You don't have such long Aliyahs. The whole Kriyas HaTorah can be long, but any one given Aliyah is not going to be so long. So they say Loizazam Em Kaima. Since that's the last three words in Tosfos, the Nusach of the Bracha Loizazam Em Kaima. Since in the days of the Tanaim, sometimes there would be a few hours between the bracha before and the bracha after. The Psukah of the Zimmer, even on Shabbos, didn't take so long. Even though Shabbos is twice as long, Psukah of the Zimmer, with Nishmas Kol Chai is longer, so Tosfos thinks it still didn't take so long. But the Kriyas HaTorah took forever. So in the days of the Tanaim, that it was such a long pause between the Asher Bracha Bon Asher Nasan Lanu, so that's why they had a big Pasachas B'Baruch. See, even though later in the days of Rabbi Shmuel, the first generation of Amoraim in Bavel, they already changed the practice and they made it that each person should say his own bracha, Shabbach Abana Shenasan Lanu, then I should consider it smucha l'chavatot, not such a long pause. The Tosfos said, Lazaz Mem Kamei, they left it in the nusach that it was originally. The Ritva has a different answer on this point. Why is there a discrepancy between Psukah Zimra and Halal on the one hand, that the bracha at the end is smucha l'chavato to the bracha in the beginning, and that by brichas haTorah Asher Nasan Lanu is not considered smucha l'chavato to the bracha in the beginning. So he has a lashon, the Ritva always writes with melitzas. That's how they were able to identify, is it really the Ritva or not? The Ritva Masechah Shabbos is bland. It's not written with melitzas. So that's why they realize that it's not by the Ritva. It's really the Ran. In the Sefer, that's called Chidush Aran, by somebody else. It's not really by the Ran. And you can tell, because the Ritvan Shabbos is word for word the same as the Ran on the Rif a lot of times. So obviously it's by the Ran. And the Ritva Megillah, when they found the manuscript, so they identified it as a Ritva because he writes such a Melitza Dika expression all the time. That's how they write on the Shar Blot, when they found the manuscript, they printed it. So they write his name as Rabbeinu Yontif from Seville. That's why they call him Ibn Ashbeli. He came from Seville. So they say, Magim, it's a Simcha V'sasim V'yontif L'Yehudim. Because he writes in such a cheerful style, it's a Yontif L'Yehudim. His name was Yontif. Veni Yontif. So the Ritva on Megillah answers this discrepancy, not like Tosis. He says that Min b'mina ein achaitzis, Min m'shein emina achaitzis. Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying it over, so he said Psuka de Zimmer is all Psuka de Zimmer Hallel is all praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the bracha before the Baruch Shamar and the bracha after Yehav Lucha is all Shevach, and in the middle is Min b'mina, it's all Shevach, it's all Psuka de Zimmer. So Shevach and Shevach and Shevach, so that's Mucha L'Chavata. But Kriyas HaTorah, the bracha before the bracha after Shevach, but then the Kriyas HaTorah is Dinim. So that's Mim Shena Mina is Chaitzitz. So you can't call the bracha Shanasalon at the end of the Aliyah Smucha L'Chavata because of the fact that you're laying Kriyas HaTorah in between the Kriyas HaTorah, usually not Shevach, unless you're laying Hazinu. But if you're not singing Shiras Hazinu, you're learning Mishpatim, you're learning Vayikra, Tzav Shmini, Halacha, Halacha. So that's not called Smucha L'Chavata. That's not the explanation that Tosis gives. That's the Ritva's explanation. Then Rabbi Natan has to, he's working on the Brocha. Rabbi Sheni Meinois Numa Meapapai, Shetagleinu, Sarasechu, Sadukenim, and Mitzvisecho. How come that's not Pasachas Beboruch? Is that a separate bracha? So apparently he doesn't think it's a separate bracha. It's not considered smucha l'chavato because the bracha immediately, all the 15 brachas are bracha k'tzara. So apparently he thinks he can't consider the yirotzen v'fanecha as a smucha l'chavato because smucha l'chavato is only if the preceding bracha was a bracha arucha. Here it's only a bracha k'tzara. So how come the Yiratzen doesn't begin with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam? So that's what the Rabbi Natan came up with the Chiddush, that you say Vihi Yiratzen with Avav, and it's one long bracha. You shouldn't say Amen after Ma'avishen. What do you say? Ma'avishen Me'enesu Mi'afa Poi. You shouldn't say Amen because it's in the middle of the bracha. In the middle of the bracha, you don't say Amen. But not everybody agrees with the Rabbi Natan. So that's why the meaning is that the Chazan says the bracha softly. It doesn't say it out loud because you're not allowed to say Amen if you didn't end the bracha. You only say Amen at the end of the bracha. And the same is, Tosis has the same chiddush. After you finish Asher Yotza in the morning, then you say, L'kai Nesham Shanasata B'Tahoira, etc. So the Rabbi Natan also has a chiddush, and that's one long bracha. One long bracha. He mentioned in some of the in the Sidurim it says that when you say Atochen Antanu on Matzoi Shabbos, when you say Havdalah in the middle of the Shemana Esrei, so you say how do you end off? V'chaneinu me'itcha de'abinu v'haskel. So you say V'chaneinu me'itcha. So some Hungarian Gedolim wrote, they write that Rav Moshe agreed to them, that you should say V'chaneinu even Bechol. Even all week long you should say V'chaneinu. Why? Because Tosis says whenever you have a vav means that it's one bracha. So Atochen V'adam Das for sure is one bracha. It's not two different brachas. Chayinu Adas, you only say one Amen at the end. So since it's one bracha, you should say with a vav. The Pashta says that it's not correct. It doesn't make sense. What do you mean? You didn't ask for anything. V'chaneinim is, if you ask one bakasha, then you say, we have another bakasha. V'chaneinim yitcha. So you say, Atachan toron marat erasecha. How do you end off? Hachel alayna, hayam abay, magasenu shalom, chasuch mekol chet, mulukim mekolo, mendebokim b'yir asecha. That's already a bakasha. Then you say vichaneinu miyitcha. I have another bakasha. You say vichaneinu. But in the weekdays, you just say adchaynalam dasam lamelanish bina. It doesn't make sense. Vichaneinu miyitcha. I didn't ask a previous bakasha. This is the first bakasha that you say. So the vav doesn't fit in over there. The Hungarian Achrenim said it based on this Tosfos. The Tosfos says whenever it's one brocha, then you say with a vav. Yeah, but it only makes sense if you have two different topics that blend in together over there. Yeah, we left out a Gemara in the middle. The Gemara says if someone else is paying for the meal, you have to give a brocha to the balabais. What's the nusach of the brocha? Yotzin shalevish balabais balamazev leikolem li'olam abo. Sure. So the Tanakhama holds that's the whole nusach. Then Rebbe, most of the Dvarim, Rabbi Yudal Nasi added on, longer the Yatzliach Meod, Bechon Lachos, Mechos, Mechosain, Mitzlach, and Karvin Leir, he said the whole nusach. This is a din de Raisa, din de Rabbanon. Where did this come from? So some Rishonim in Perek Elun Memorim, in the middle of Saito. Yeah, Perek Elun, it's not in the middle. Saita has all the dinim of Saita in the first 28 lines. Then on the Afchav Tes starts the second half of the Mesichta, has nothing to do with Saita anymore. But it lists off all the mitzvahs that are fulfilled through speaking, which have to be fulfilled in the original Hebrew, and which can be fulfilled in translation. So it says that when you daven in Shemana Esri, you can daven in translation. When you bench Birchas Hamazon, Kriya Shema Zemachlokes HaTanaim, whether it can be Yotzei in translation. B'choloshen or only B'loshen HaKodesh, and so on. So because, what's it doing in Masechta Saita? Because one of the dinim is that when you have the Saita swear the Shvuah, she has to swear in a language that she understands. So if she doesn't understand Hebrew, you can have her swear B'shal V'shoynes. So it says, Eilu Namar B'choloshen, that can be done in translation. So there the Gemara talks about all the different Birchas Hamazon, Tefillah, all the different mitzvahs of Amira, which have to be in the original Hebrew, which can be in translation. So the Rishonim have over there the Tosfos Shantz. Tosfos Shantz has an idea that the bracha for the Balabais learned that from Es L'Rabbis. The Gemara said there was a Machlokes HaTanan, whether every time it says in the word Es in the Chumash, does it come to be marbis something? So the Gemara says, Shimon Ham Sani, there was one time he used to darshan every time it says the word Es. So it says, Virachta, Yachalta Vesavata Virachta, Es Hashem Alakecho, so they say, Es L'Rabbis Balabais. I don't think it appears in the Gemara anywhere. I don't remember it from the Gemara. Es L'Rabbis Balabais. That's what the Tosfos Shantz writes. Could be that he meant that it's a din deraisa. So that's the bracha you have to give for the Balabais. We have this bracha for the Balabais tucked in the middle of all the Harachmans. So they quote from Avel Bala Salvation, that's not really right. The reciting of all the Harachmans is only a minig. That's not even a din derabbanan. But the bracha for the Balabais, that's a real din. So maybe you should really say the bracha for the Balabais. The first thing after the Yolam Ayich Hasreinu, you should say the bracha, Yiratzen Shalehevish Balabais, Boilam Azeh. That bracha should be recited right away. In fact, Rav Elbel Soloveitchik points out, when you look in the Rambam, when he quotes in Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam is very much mashma that the bracha for the Balabai should be part of the bracha of Atoiv HaMetiv. We don't say it like that. I don't know why Rav Elbel felt that this was the greatest chiddush that he ever said in all of his life. That the bracha for the Balabai should be said right after the Olam Ayich Hasreinu, before you say all the Harachmans. I don't know why. That's what the Talmidim quoted his name. He thought that was the greatest chiddush that he said. He has much bigger, nicer chiddush than that. But okay, Zolzana Zay. He's supposed to say the bracha for the Balabai. So we usually say Rachma Bracha is Balabai, and that is Ishta Balabai, and so on. So some say, I think the Tosfos Yontav writes in his commentary on the bottom of the Rosh, that we yotze with that, we say a substitute. And others are not happy. Why should we say a substitute? The Tanoim give you what the Nusach should be. Why should you say the Nusach that someone else invented? You ought to say the Nusach that appears in the Gemara. Standing on the bottom of Memhem Beis has a discussion with when a person says a bracha, say he's having a cup of coffee. So he says, Shakol niyeh bidvaro. He says, Amen? Does he say Amen after his own bracha or not? When do you say Amen after your own bracha, and when do you not say Amen? So the Gemara quotes a contradiction. One says Amen after his own bracha, I raise a mishubach, it's praiseworthy. One Bryce says, I raise a miguna, you should condemn him. You should tell him it's not right. So obviously, sometimes yes and sometimes no. What's the answer? What's the rule? So the Gemara says, Lo kasha, there's no contradiction. So the answer is sometimes yes, sometimes no. What's the difference between Bani Rishalayim and the Shar Brochas? So this is a question in the Rishayim. So a lot of the Rishayim say, whenever there's a long series of brochas, and you complete the series of brochas, like the Birchas HaMazon, is over when you say, Bani Rachma of Yerushalayim Amen, and Atayv HaMeitiv, Lav Deraisa, means that it's a separate brocha that's recited after the completion of the Birchas HaMazon. Not that Atayv HaMeitiv is the last brocha in the Birchas HaMazon. You finished already. So Bani Rachma of Yerushalayim is the end of the series of the three brochas, Azanas HaKol, and Al Horetz Val HaMazon, and Bani Rachma of Yerushalayim Amen. So since you completed the series, so you should say Amen. The same thing if you completed the Birchas Kriya Shema. So you say, Shema Ami Solo Ad, Amen, because you have two brachas before Kriya Shema Shalayla, and two brachas after. You have Goal Yisrael and Shema Ami Solo Ad. So since it's the end of the, and Baruch Hashem Li'olam, many don't say, that was added later, it's not really part of this series. It's like Atayv HaMeitiv. It's not really part of the Birchas Kriya Shema. Even if you say Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen V'Amen, it's a separate unit. So the series of brachas of Birchas Kriya Shema is over when you say Shema Am Yisrael Ad. So that's why the Sfardim would say Amen. What about in the morning? What about in the morning? So that's a question. Do you say Emes V'Yatzev V'Smucha V'Chaveto to the two brachas that precede Kriya Shema? Is it smucha l'chaveto? Here the Braisa on the last two lines of Mem Vav and Aleph says a bracha should always be pasachas b'baruch unless it's bracha smucha l'chaveto or unless it's bracha achrena shebikriya shma. Once you say bracha achrena shebikriya shma is smucha l'chaveto. It's smucha l'chaveto. You have the birchas kriya shma before kriya shma and after kriya shma. So it sounds from the Braisa that we don't consider, it's a separate exception to the rule. A bracha always begins, Baruch Ato Hashem, Pasachas Bebaruch, with Shem and Malchus, unless it's Mucha L'Chavato, or unless it's a bracha Achrenesh B'Kriyashma. Sounds like the bracha Achrenesh B'Kriyashma, Emes V'Yatz V'Emes Yamuna, is not considered Mucha L'Chavato. It's a separate takana, that it doesn't have to be Pasachas Bebaruch. So by Ma'ariv, where you have two brachas after Kriyashma, Goal Yisrael and Shema Am Yisrael Ad. So Shema Am Yisrael Ad is the end of the series of brachas. So that's why it makes sense to say Amen. But by Shachris, where you only have one bracha after, you only have Goal Yisrael, so there is no series. So that's why it doesn't make sense to say Amen. But what about Abach Ma'am Yisrael B'Yahavo? If you say that a series of tuba by Ma'ariv, you say Amen. Shema Yisrael Ad is the end of the series of brachas. There are only two brachas, Emes V'Emuna and Shema Yisrael Ad. So why not say the two brachas before Kriya Shema, both by Shachris and by Ma'ariv? That's also a series of brachas. So you should say Amen after Abach Ma'am Yisrael B'Yahavo and saying Shema Yisrael. So the Rishonim come up with a chiddush that maybe Ava Rabba, Ava Solom, is considered a Birchas HaMitzvah on the Kriya Shema. Because Kriya Shema is akin to Limud HaTorah. That was a machlokes on Daf Chof, where the Kriya Shema deraisa and Kriya Shema lav deraisa. So the Shagasari quoted the Rabbi Yoina, how can anybody say Kriya Shema lav deraisa? It's a pasuk in the Chumash. It says, B'shach B'chav Kumecho. So the Rabbi Yoina explained, no, if you hold Kriya Shema lav deraisa, what it means is the requirement to recite Dab Kishma Ba'ayoyim Shamaya, that's only in the Rabbanan. In our Torah, you can be Mabah Sedra, every Shachris and Ma'ariv. Say a section from Parshas Tzav, Parshas HaShavua. Say something from the Daf Yomi, learn whatever you want. But the Rabbanan, they insist that you have to say Shema v'Hayoyim Shema. So according to that opinion, the Kriya Shema Lav Deraisa, so the essence of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is not so much Kabbalah or Machsham, the essence of the mitzvah is Talmud Torah. That is identical. That is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Rambam Paskins, Tosis seems to Paskin Kriya Shema is the Rabbanan. The first Tosis in the Mesichtan, Tosis in Saito, that's the Shagasari put together all the Tosis in. But the Rambam writes, not so, the Rambam writes that Kriya Shema is Deraisa. So the nature of the mitzvah is not Talmud Torah. The nature of the mitzvah is Kabbalah Sal Machar Shamayim and Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs. So you have to Davka Lein Shema V'Yoyim Shema. And the Rambam counts as two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah Talmud Torah B'Yom Balayla and one mitzvah of Kriya Shema B'Yom Balayla. Two separate mitzvahs. If he would have adopted the Psak like Tesis did, the Kriya Shema Lav Deraisa, would have been one and the same mitzvah. Wouldn't have been two different mitzvahs. So the nature of the mitzvah... So if one would have held like Tosfos that Kriya Shema Lav Deraisa, so the nature of the mitzvah Kriya Shema is Talmud Torah. So then we can understand Abba Rabba is a Birchas HaTorah, the Gemara said at the end of the first parak. Abba Rabba and Abba Sodom is a Birchas HaTorah. So you have to say Birchas HaTorah before you recite Kriya Shema, because the essence of the mitzvah Kriya Shema is Talmud Torah. Yeah, but the problem is that we follow the Rambam. We really hold like the Rambam, that Kriya Shema is Deraisa. So we count these as two distinct mitzvahs. One mitzvah Talmud Torah b'yom b'alayla, one mitzvah, Kabbalah sal machas shemayim, Kabbalah sal mitzvahs b'yom b'alayla. So it's not really so much the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's the mitzvah of Kabbalah sal machas shemayim in the form of Talmud Torah. So still, that's what it's in the form of Talmud Torah. So that's what the Rishonim, a group of Rishonim say, that the Abba Rabba, Abba Solom, you can't say Amen. You can't say it's a series of brachas, two brachas, only two. It's also a series of two brachas. You should say Amen after your own bracha because it's the end of the series of the brachas. No? Then it'll turn out that your mafsik came between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Asiyas HaMitzvah. And even if you hold like the Rambam that the mitzvah is Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, but it's also Tamtar, Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, by reciting these parshias. Not stop to say, I believe in all Malchus Shemayim. You have to recite the Parshias. Kichsovo, either in the original Hebrew or in translation, but it has to be by reading the Parsh, not stop Talmud Torah.
It's about saying Amen when you say Abba Rabba, you start.
Right.
When you hear
so the question is,
when you hear from
someone else, then you should say Amen.
Should say Amen.
Yeah, you should say Amen.
Some people don't.
A lot of people try to avoid it because of this concern that if you say Abba Rabba is really the Birchas HaMitzvah over the Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema is a mitzvah Talmud Torah, or Kabbalah Samach Shemaim Ba'idei Talmud Torah, so then you don't want to say Amen after Anatilas Lulav and shaking of the Lulav. So why should you say Amen? You should try to avoid saying Amen in between Abba Rabba and the reciting of the Kriya Shema. So that's where the minute came from, that you start saying Kel Melech Ne'emon. Kel Melech Ne'emon is the Rosh Tevis of Amen. So, you're answering Amen to your own bracha. Because it's the end of a series of brachas before, the two brachas before Kriya Shema are a separate unit. And the bracha after Kriya Shema is a separate unit. That's why the Gemara wrote them as two different exceptions to the rule. Bracha Asmucha L'chavato is Eina Pasachas B'Baruch, and Bracha Achronin Shabbi Kriya Shema is also Eina Pasachas B'Baruch, but it's not that a Bracha Achronin Shabbi Kriya Shema is an example of a Bracha Smucha L'Chavata. No, it's not. It's not Smucha L'Chavata before. They're two different units. It's a whole discussion in the Rishonim. Okay. Nachamo. So the Gemara says that sometimes we say it's marvelous that a person says Amen, Harizah Meshubach, he says Amen after some bracha, and sometimes he says it's meguna, it's improper, you shouldn't say Amen. So Gemara says sometimes yes, sometimes no. When is sometimes yes, when is sometimes no? So the Chach Misvarad followed that sheet, and whenever this is a series of brachas, at the conclusion of the series of brachas, you say Amen after Brichas Atzma. So it's not only Bnei Rachma of Yerushalayim Amen in the benching, it would be the same by Shema Am Yisrael Ad Amen. That's the end of the series of brachas after Kriya Shema Balayla. That's why you say Amen. And the Ashkenazim have the practice that we only say Amen after Bnei Rachma B'Yushalayim Amen, because the Gemara says by the Poyalim, they don't say Hatoiv Ameitiv. if they're self-employed, they should say Atev Amid. But a poel means they work for someone else, so they're supposed to put in a full day's work. So that was one of the Gemara's proofs that Atev Amid of Lab Deraisa. How do you know Atev Amid of Lab Deraisa? So the Gemara says, Sharei, here, five lines from the bottom of Mem Vav and Aleph, Sharei poel mokim oiso. When they're employed by someone else, so we combine together the second and the third brachas of the Birchas Hamas, Noi Delecho and Racham No, we combine together, and we leave out completely. We oikel legamri the bracha Atayv Amet. After they finish Bein Racham Yerushalayim Amen, we tell them they should go back to work. So that's the meaning by the Ashkenazim, that when the Gemara says, Kam Bein Yerushalayim Amen, that's the only time we say Amen after our own bracha. Why? It's like an announcement, an advertisement for the workers that they should go back to work. They shouldn't take off too long a lunch break. You're supposed to put in a full day's work. If you're employed by the balabas, if you're self-employed, you can take off whenever you want. But if you're employed by the balabas, you're supposed to put in a full day's work. And you shouldn't have chazor shashats, the Gemara says. The poilim shouldn't have chazor shashats, and they should abridge the benching, and they should leave out the whole bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv. So those are the two minhagim based on this Gemara. Why is Bina Yerushalayim different? Is it because it's the end of a series of brachas? So then you can find other cases where you have the end of a series of brachas. What about at the end of the Shemona Esrei also? You have a series of 19 brachas. So we do say Amen. So we say Amen at the end.
The Shalom is a bracha.
What?
The Shalom is a bracha.
Yeah, but it's
the
end I mean, the Sfardim say Amen after the last bracha. Oh, I wasn't aware. Okay. Hamrachas Hamisol Bashalom, and they say Amen. Okay. Okay. So they're consistent. Then Gemara tells a story. Rab Zeira originally lived in Bavel, and he moved to Eretz Yisrael. And he met up with Rabbi Abahu. Rabbi Abahu lived in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the top line. So one day he took sick. Abzer Cholosh, he was very sick. Olagabe Rabbi Abahu. So Rabbi Abahu came to be Mevaka Chayla. And Kabbal Alei, Rabbi Abahu accepted upon himself and then there, Imispach, if he will get cured, if Rab Zera will recover from his sickness, this Talmid Chacham, Avid Neyametava the Rabban. Rabban means the Talmidim. I'll make a party, a Suda Saidoya, for the Talmidim. Suda Saidoya is based on Korban Toida, Parshas Tzav, that when a person Abot Tzrich Melahoidais, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi learns Abot Tzrich Melahoidais, there's a Perek HaToida in the end of Menachas. So Rashi learns Abot Sich Melahoides. That's a Gemara in the beginning of the last Perek, Perek Haroya. So Rashi learns Abot Sich Melahoides. There are four people on Mechuyif to bring a Korban Toida. Tosis there disagrees with Rashi. No one is ever Mechuyif to bring a Korban Toida. Toida is Bob and Adam and Adovin. Abot Sich Melahoides means that these four people on Mechuyif here. So Abot Sich Melahoides says on Daf and Nun Dalon on the base. That's the first Daf in Perek Haroya. So Rashi learns Abot Sich Melahoides, the four people I'm mechuyev to bring a korban toida. Tais is them. Perakat toida, first daf in Perakat toida disagree. They say korban toida is never a dovish of bechayva. It's always bob in edim and a dovish. So what does it mean? Abot sichon that they're mechuyev to say brichas lagoimo. The yordi hayam and the holchemid boris and so on. And the mechuyev, but there is an institution of a korban toida. A person wants to express his gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he brings a korban. And it has to be eaten. Yom Elayla Ad Chatzos, you have to invite twice as many guests to eat it with you, because you have to be careful it doesn't become noiser. Loiser Sirman, Adoike, you're not allowed to leave it over. And you express your gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after everybody is in a good mood, after everybody ate a delicious meal. Then you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says in the end of Tainus that if there was no rain, and the Bezdom was going to Tainus, and then it starts to rain in the middle of the day, so the Mishnah says if it starts to rain after Chatzos, you have to fast till the end of the day. If it starts to rain before Chatzos, then you're allowed to break the fast. You don't have to fast till the end of the day. So then the Mishnah says if it's Tatzarain before Chatzos, everybody should go home and eat before Chatzos, and then they should gather together in Shul and to say Halal. So the Gemara says, how long is the Halal going to take already? So why should they eat first and then go to Shul and say Halal? Let them say Halal for 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and then they go home and eat. So the Gemara says, no, Ein Amram Halal, El Karas Maleya, Benefesh Saveya. The way to express your gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is if you're in a good mood, if you ate something good. If you're starving, so you won't be able to recite Halal in a good mood. So that's what the Korban Torah is all about. You have a delicious meal, and at the end of the meal, you express your gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the Sudas Hodoya is based on, the institution of Korban Torah. So Rab Zeira was sick, and Rab Abo, he moved to Eretz Yisrael already, and that's what Rashi explains over here. He had moved to Eretz Yisrael, and Rab Abo was an Israeli Amora, and he came to visit him, and he said, if he recovers, I will sponsor a Sudas Hodoya for the Talmidim, the Rabbanon. Ispach, so he recovered, and over to Dasa, Lukul Rabbanon, and Rab Abo made a party for all the Talmidim in the Yeshiva. So it came the beginning of the meal, they were going to wash and say Hamoitzi. So we're going to have one person say Hamoitzi for everybody. So Rab Abo said to Rab Zeira, maybe you should say Hamoitzi. So he says, no, Lishri Lomar, you should say Hamoitzi. He says, no, don't you know that Rab Yechanan, you live in Eretz Yisrael. Don't you know that Rab Yechanan said, Balabais Botzeir. The one is paying for the food, he should say Hamoitzi and he should cut slices. It's up to him to decide whether he wants to give big slices or tiny slices. He's the one who's paying for the bread. So Balabai says, but say it. Okay? So Rabbi Bo is the one who was sponsoring the whole Sudas Hodoya, so he cuts the chal. Then it comes time to bench. Kemata lebruche, omalei nevarach lon mar. So he wants to be mechabed. Rab Zeira, you didn't want to say hamoitzi, because I'm sponsoring the whole Sudas Hodoya. Maybe you'll bench mezum and say, he says, no. Don't you know, Amalei, so Rab Zeira tells him, don't you know, I come from Bavel, Rav Huna from Bavel. Rav Huna is always from Bavel. But Rashi says, we always quote Rav Huna, every other page in the Gemara quote Rav Huna. But over here, Rab Zeira just moved to Eretz Yisrael, so they never heard of Rav Huna. So he's telling him, Rav Huna is a prominent rabbi in Bavel, where I come from, and Rav Huna in Bavel said that whoever said Amoitzi should be the one to bench Birchas Amazon. But say Mevarach, whoever said Amoitzi benches Birchas Hamazon. So the Gemara says, so how come Rabbi Abo thought otherwise? Like, why did Rabbi Abo want to be mechabed him with benching? So the Gemara says, based on Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said, in the name of the Tan, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Balabais Batzeh Ve'arech Mevarach. Why so? Balabais Batzeh HaKadosh Yivtzeh Ba'in Yofer. He has to decide whether he wants to give big fat pieces of bread to everybody or just a little piece. He's sponsoring the meal, so how much does he want to cut up? In Varech Mevarach, Kadei Sheivarach Balabayis. Because in the days of the Gemara, only the one who benched Mezumin would say the Birchas Hamazon, and the others wouldn't say anything. So if it's going to be Varech Mevarach, so it's going to add the bracha for the Balabayis. Is it going to be someone, if the Balabayis are going to say the Birchas Hamazon, so he's going to be missing the bracha that the Arech is supposed to say. So here, Tosus has, the top Tosus has an Esek here. The Rab Zeira quoted the first half of Rab Yechanan. Balabais Botzeya. Rab Abo wanted to be Mechaber Rab Zeira, he should say Amoitzah. So he says, no. Rab Yechanan says, Balabais Botzeya. But Rab Yechanan says, Balabais Botzeya Erech Mevorech. So how come Rab Zeira only helped from half of the member of Rab Yechanan? Because when they offered him that he should bench, he said, no, Rav Huna from Bavel says that whoever says Amoitzi should bench. What am I, Rav Huna from Bavel? But you just quoted before Rab Yechanan. And the full member of Rab Yechanan was two halves. First half was that Balabais Botzeya, the second half was Arech Mevorech. So then, if you're following Rab Yechanan, quoting in the name of Rab Yechanan, why don't you follow the second half? The Gemara be Ihu. Why did Rabbi Abo want to be Mechaber Rab Zeira that he should bench? Because Rabbi Abo held like Rab Yechanan. But Rab Zeira himself is quoting Rab Yechanan before. So that's what the top Tosfos find sticky in the Gemara. If Rab Zeira was quoting Rab Yechanan, Balabais Botzeya, so you should have known the second half of what Rab Yechanan said. Why did he think that it should be the Hamavarech, the one who said Hamoisi, the Batzea should be the one who is Mavarech Bechsamos? So Tosa explains, sometimes it makes sense that the Balabai should bench, and sometimes the whoever said Hamoisi should bench. That's what they say. Gisha Balabais Mesevi Mohem Vadehu Batzerech Mavarech. Aber Kishem Balabais Mesevi Mohem, then Avarel Shabem Yas Hamoisi, become Mavarech Bechsamos. That's how Tosa is for emphasis this steer. Some Rishonim say that that a lakai neshama in the morning is smucha v'chavata to hamapil at night. That is interesting. Yeah. Taisa says that because in the days of the Tanaim, they only said, only the kohen said the first bracha shenasan shabachaban, and the last oile latara said the last bracha shenasan lanu. So sometimes that would be a 2-hour pause from the beginning of the kriyas haTorah to the end. So that's why it has to be pasachas b'baruch. The guy sleeps at night, it's more than 2 hours. So some of the Rishonim say before, they don't agree with that. I said, they hold, when it's one unit, Hamapil is the bracha shalafanecha, and Lakai, the Shama Shanasat to be Tahira, is the bracha shalachar, sleeping, and that's called smucha l'chavet. I said, they clearly don't agree with that. Taisus. Okay? Taisus worked at different answers, different explanations. Why is Lakai Neshama, why is not pasachas b'bar? So, all the Rishonim were working on all these questions. That's the big fat thesis on the bottom. How come not all the brachas fit into this club? Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll continue. Famous Gemaras. Easy Gemaras.